With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Christmas in the Holy Land. A Christmas Eve service at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, one of the few observances held as usual this year. It's been unusually somber in the Holy Land as the Israel-Hamas war looms large. And an Israeli airstrike in Gaza has killed more than 100 people, while the number of Israeli soldiers killed in weekend combat rose to at least 17.
Israeli troops launch rockets at central Gaza, including the Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Associated Press journalists were outside a hospital as Palestinians cry and yell while carrying the dead, including a baby. Early hospital figures list 7 dead children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week the war would continue until Hamas is eliminated. Meanwhile, Egypt is proposing an end to the war with a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts which would administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, an imprisoned foe of Russian President Putin, Alexei Navalny, has reportedly been sent to a remote penal colony above the Arctic Circle. Supporters of Navalny lost contact with him several weeks ago, one of them suggesting he's now about as far from civilization as one can get. Navalny, serving 19 years on extremism charges, survived at least one poisoning attempt. Wall Street is quiet today, very quiet. The financial markets closed in observance of Christmas. It is back to business as usual tomorrow, with Wall Street reopening on its regular schedule. This is SRN News. New poll about heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than 1 in 4 respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one, and another, and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion is expected to remain a major issue in politics, policy, and the courts in the U.S. in 2024, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in 7 states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in all of them. Legislatures in the East Coast blue states of Maryland and New York already put abortion amendments on the November 24 ballot. This is SRN News. You may not know his name, but you're probably familiar with some of his work. Veteran actor Mike Nussbaum has died following a long and fruitful career.
Nussbaum had a prolific stage career and roles in films including Field of Dreams and Men in Black. He died Saturday, just a few days shy of birthday number 100. Nussbaum was acknowledged by the Actors' Equity Association Union on several occasions in the past few years as the oldest professional actor in the country. Jason Walker reporting.
Americans are expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday, according to the National Retail Federation. Most will be redeemed, but many gift cards end up forgotten or unused. In a July survey, Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. SRNnews.com.